Phoneboy Speaks, episode 201, BitTorrent Sync. Surely many of you have heard of BitTorrent, which is a way to download files in a peer-to-peer fashion where basically everybody is both a downloader and an uploader. And it's often associated with, piracy or getting large files that might not be of legitimate origin, although you can certainly use it for legitimate things. And actually, the company named BitTorrent, which is created by the folks who actually created BitTorrent in the first place, they have this new thing called BitTorrent Sync. And the idea is that you subscribe to a shared secret of some sort, and you can do either like a read-only thing where it's more like the traditional sort of BitTorrent where you download. But what's nice about it is the people that are in charge of the secret can actually continue to update the files. And so, for example, I could subscribe to the No Agenda show, which is what I do, and I get the most current episode synced to my computer automatically. I also can subscribe to the archive and basically continue to be there. And as the archive updates, I continue to get new files, although I don't have to. The nice thing about it is that I don't have to keep getting a new seed file or whatever. The shared secret is just there. And the nice thing about the way this works is there's no central servers or anything. And yeah, the clients and the servers have to be able to reach each other, and there's a port that you have to open up on your router, or you use universal plug and play or whatever, and there's ways of essentially communicating the information, but it doesn't require a central server in the traditional sense. And you can actually configure BitTorrent Sync to sync with a specific server. So for example, in my home network, I could say, all right, I'm going to run BitTorrent on the internal network, and I could say, use this guy as the main guy who knows how to get to the internet. And so it's you can manually seed it if you need to, but you don't have to do that. And all of these, and I'm using BitTorrent Sync for No Agenda. I can see all the different people that are synced, and it works really, really fast. In fact, I had subscribed to the No Agenda entire show archive, which is like 45 gigs, and it was actually overrunning my internet connection. It was going so fast. I mean, it was just pouring into my poor little, my little cable modem, and yeah, I was going way faster than I could have downloaded it via any other means. And that's the cool thing about BitTorrent, right, is that BitTorrent allows you to get a large file fairly quickly by spreading the load out among multiple peers. And really, BitTorrent is just like any other tool, right? It has good uses and it has bad uses. And this BitTorrent Sync technology might work in a very distributed company, right? You might be able to use it to distribute information to many points and not have to have everything go into a central point. And I know that Adam Curry has talked about possibly using BitTorrent as like the sort of the wave of the future. And in fact, even the BitTorrent folks, they're actually building a mobile client, right? Because the main thing that makes BitTorrent not so great for podcasts is because I have to do it on a computer. And quite frankly, I listen to all my podcasts on a mobile device. I download them on a mobile device. I listen to them on a mobile device. And so any sort of BitTorrent type solution for a mobile device needs to occur. And really, these apps just, quite frankly, don't exist, and partially because Apple doesn't allow them. And even on Android, I think I've played with them, and they're kind of a battery intent. But I'd love to see BitTorrent get a mainstream acceptance and not be associated with things like the Pirate Bay, which of course distribute illegal content. Well, of course, they don't really distribute illegal content; they just distribute pointers, and so they're not actually distributing anything that isn't already out on the internet. And so, anyway, I'd like to see more legitimate uses for BitTorrent, and this is one of them. So as I say, I'm using it to download and help serve up the No Agenda show archive. So you can get BitTorrent Sync for Windows, Linux, Mac. It's quite a clever thing. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.